Bill Schroeder, The Rock, is celebrating 30 years in the booth for your Milwaukee Brewers, and he is with us live this afternoon. What a special treat. Rock, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks, John. I'm sitting in the broadcast booth here and watching the Dodgers take batting practice. Couldn't be a better day. So fortunate to be able to sit here just about every home game for 30 years, and it's amazing. Love every second of it.
Takes a lot of hard work to
Man,
do that.
It does. Julia's right. It's a lot of hard work. You've been there for those 30 years. Do you have a favorite memory of your time as a broadcaster?
No doubt. I mean, other than the fact that how my first broadcast ever was in spring training in 1995, and if you recall, that was the year of one of the lockouts in spring training. We did games. Jim Paskey and I did games with replacement players that year. And I was scared to death. It took a while to get the comfort level in the booth. But my favorite all-time baseball sports memory was 2008, last game of the season here at this ballpark at Ben Miller Park when the Brewers beat the Cubs. CeCe Sabathia finished the game. All the fans after the game they stuck around and the Brewers put the game of the Marlins and the Mets on. The Brewers had tied the Mets with that win at the last game of the season. And the Marlins ended up beating the Mets, and the Brewers made the postseason for the first time in 26 years. I'll never forget that, the electricity in that ballpark when that game in New York ended. I'll never forget it.
Wow, that's amazing. What was it like to do two innings with Snoop Dogg recently? That could be a highlight.
Oh, yeah, that was one of my favorite moments this year. I mean, me and Snoop Dogg and Brian, we don't have a whole lot in common, if you can imagine that. But he made us really feel comfortable. He was fantastic. He was able to talk some baseball. He was funny. He kind of got on Blake Perkins a little bit. It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. And then it meant a little bit more, when I was watching the Olympics and Snoop was doing the NBC feed of that. And, everybody kept asking me, said, hey, why didn't Snoop Dogg invite you to go to Paris with him? I thought you guys were tight. So, not that tight. We had a good time together. But, it was one of my favorite memories this year.
The Brewers' Bill Schroeder is with us talking about his 30 years in the broadcast booth. You mentioned Brian Anderson, the consummate professional. He's got a big national reputation and stage. What's it like to work with BA?
He's fantastic. I mean, he makes my job so easy. He covers all the bases. I mean, he can be funny. He's serious. He does his homework. He's got a lot of folks that, he relies on for, information like we all do. It's just a lot of fun. I mean, we've been together now 18 years, and it's been really amazing to watch how popular he has become. He does TBS games on Tuesday, so he takes off every Monday, gets ready for a game. Actually, he did the game yesterday for TBS against the Brewers and Dodgers yesterday, but he does NCAA basketball in the tournament. He does the NBA. I mean, there's no real ceiling that BA can't approach. I mean, he's been a consummate professional. He's been a great friend of mine for 18 years. He has, and you know what the best thing about BA? He always has time for everybody. When a young broadcaster, a budding broadcaster from college or somebody in the minor leagues, wants some advice, and they come to Milwaukee, he invites them into the booth, and he gives them a tour of the truck, and he gives them all the insights and as to how to become a good play-by-play guy. And so he's got a big heart. He's one of my good friends, and I really enjoy working with him. 18 years we've been together, and interestingly enough, after all that time, we still like each other.
I love that. It takes a lot of hard work, too. Every player has stats, right? Like your 61 home runs in the big leagues. So I want to know, take me behind the scenes. Do you have a team behind the scenes feeding you that information? Do you have that up in a booklet? What does it look like?
No. Well, we do our own we do our own kind of work, before you get to the ballpark. The most work, the work, and I say intensive. I mean, this is the easiest job in the world. First game of a series, like the first game of the Dodgers series, I talked at great length with the broadcasters for the Dodgers about what the Dodgers have been doing well, how the pitching has been, who's doing well, who's hot. who's not, how Dave Roberts has been working his bullpen and the starting lineup, those types of things. But once that first game has come and gone, really, you just got to refer back to the game the night before. So you do a lot of that first game of the series. Of course, you know, Matt Mascursian and Dan Plesac are here tonight with the MLB Network. So I go way back with both of those guys. I was teammates with Plesac, and, you know, Matty and I, Matt Mascursian and I were in the booth together for 5 years. But we have game notes. I mean, the media relations departments of both teams put together a set of notes that you can go through, you know, the hitters, you know, the pitchers, in general, the big picture, what the team has been doing. And then we have a stats man, Dominic Castonio, who does your postgame show on CMJ. He does a heck of a job. He's one of the best in the business. I mean, without him, we wouldn't sound nearly as smart. So we rely on him a lot on that. So, yeah, there's a lot of people involved in the broadcast, you know, the producers, directors. They add information. It's a family. It's a lot of people that are involved in this broadcast, and we love every one of them.
Hey, Rock, congratulations on the milestone. Before we let you go, I wanted to thank you and your beautiful wife for the commitment you make to Honor Flight. And that's where I've gotten to know you. And thank you for helping us honor our veterans.
Yeah, there's a lot of great military charities. You know, Honor Flight is one of my favorites. I mean, when you see, especially those Vietnam veterans, they get off the plane and in Milwaukee, and they get all this fanfare, and people are really giving them, you know, the due that they deserve. I mean, you can see tears in their eyes. And I'm going to be going on the November 2nd honor flight.
Yeah.
This year, Karen Rolke, who's the head of the Stars and Stripes honor flight, good friend of mine. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I've been on one before, as you know. I'm going on the one on November 2nd, and looking forward to it.
That is fantastic. We're looking forward to that for sure. Bill Schroeder, Milwaukee Brewers broadcaster. Thank you so much, Rock.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.